Hello, I'm Yannis Kokkinidis. I'm a GA student at Virginia Tech. Dr. Hodges is my professor, and our project was calculating agricultural productivity in select Virginia counties. Objectives of my project were to determine the capacity of lime to grow crops, both for purposes of food security and for biofuels, to identify ecosystem services provided by agricultural land and eventually identify patterns of rural growth and decline. Our methods were to create land productivity maps to actually identify agricultural land and to quantify what were the changes to the extended distribution of agricultural lands. We used two tools for this purpose. The first is Surgo. I think most people here know what Surgo is. Students, or more likely bedologists, just go out and dig a soil pit. This is over a confined aquifer. This is why it's so shallow. And out of that, we create maps. The other tool is Values. Values is for Virginia Tech Agricultural Land Use Evaluation System. It contains over 900 soil series that have been mapped in Virginia. They rarely have field verified yield data, but they have yields. And now, realistic crop yield is a regulatory issue for nutrient management plants in the Chesapeake Bay. For every soil series, they've been placed into suitable soil management group with similar agronomic performance, and the realistic yield has been assigned for each crop based on recent field data. And our recent field data in our case means 2005. Values also includes instructions for things like construction or for not just for agronomical purposes, but I used only the agronomical part of values. My methodology was, first I took the soil groups from values. Now I'm not sure how much is visible. What's happened to the mouse too? I can't see it. On the left-hand side is the name of the soil series, and you can see right next to the management group and what's the yield for, here it is, what's the yield for each crop. For example, for corn, this one is 2, if I remember correctly. Now, in several pages down the manual is the yield value, meaning if it's corn and it says 1A, then its yield is that many bushels per acre. This I converted into metric units. Our third tool I used was the Surgo. We know Surgo soil series, this very long soil name and location. Of course, I had to do some GIS stuff. I had to cut down and just keep the first part and then take out the part where it says slope and stuff like that, though I used it later. And the end result is the agricultural productivity table, which I used for this project. Now, I used, we had to begin from somewhere, and this is our study area for the first part. One is Albemarle County, which is a rural county with around a rapidly urbanizing urban core of Charlottesville. Enrico and Chesterfield counties surround Richmond. They are strongly urbanized, and they're undergoing, Chesterfield is more urbanized than Henrico. They're undergoing various levels of urbanization. Now, Charles City County has been described to me as a rural county with very little land conversion over the last 20 years. It was farmland back then, farmland still. Now, the first three counties belong to the Piedmont. Charles City County belongs to the coastal plain. Now, if we were to join Surgo with values, the agricultural productivity table would tell us that in Albemarle County, in this county, you could grow that much grain. Now, that much grain has, that corn has that much, that many calories. And if we assume the diet of 2,300 kilocal a day of corn, now to be honest, I think that 2,300 kilocal a day of corn would qualify as cruel and unusual punishment, then we could feed that many people. And by comparison, this is their population in the census of 2010. However, this particular map assumes that we have chopped down all the forest, raised down all the houses, mowed down all the roads, and planted corn. This is anything but realistic. And planted corn intensively, and the typical varieties used. This is anything but realistic. It's much more realistic to calculate the yield of land that is already used as farmland or is owned by a farmer. and can be used as farmland, rather than to assume that we can chop down all the forest and turn them into farms. Which of course makes the question, okay, we should locate some land, which is agricultural land. Of course, makes another question, what is agricultural land? We need a definition. Now, in 1976, Anderson wrote a very important paper which gave a definition for agriculture, so to be used across all remote sensing products. And this has been referred to in most remote sensing products. Theoretically, they all use the same Anderson classification. In our case, agriculture is class number 6. In this table, this is Charles City County, the county which has supposedly changed the least. Now, apparently, depending also where the classification came from, it seems that agriculture just swings wildly. Weirdest of all is, of course, the open water. Within the space of 1 year, half the open water in the county was actually covered up by land. Now, this is a simple question. These are remote sensing products, and they need harmonization. So, let's define agricultural land. As I said, theoretically, both NLCD and ASSCDL, which are two data sets that everybody can get from the soil data mart. This is something you can easily download, just the same place you get Surgo. They use the same definition. However, it has been implemented differently, leading to a differing result. As I said, and then I get another question. Is pasture agricultural land? In many cases, grassland will, especially in some of the data sets here, will actually be considered, possibly considered grassland, and fruit trees would go with forest. So I had to give a definition. My definition is agriculture is land where agriculture in all forms take place. And this is not my definition. This is the definition used by the European Union's Common Agricultural Policy. So the other problem would be the pixels. Yeah, I showed 2 slides ago what pixels look like in Charles City County. I was inspired by Recio et al.'s paper in PNDRS Disabled and my previous research in France, and I used cadastral parcels. Using special analyst tools in ArcInfo, used zonal statistics, and I backjoined it and chose only those parcels that had a majority 6. And then I did a visual inspection with high resolution and AIP imagery. Again, this is simple data you get from the soil data mart. Turns out that most agricultural fields in 2009 were also agricultural fields back in 92. There were those wild swings that statistics showed did not take place. And pixel methods were good at revealing agricultural fields. The NASS crop data land layers theoretically has an 85% accuracy, but it's inconsistent across the year. So I decided to extract parcels, agricultural parcels, using a simple rule. Majority must be agriculture in one of the years and have an area of over 1 hectare. So, extracted agriculture. Turns out, these were the numbers showed. Now, using those particular percentages, I found a small algorithm to see what part of farmland was actually lost. Using the same Surgo and values data, we asked so that we could feed the number of people on, I don't know, here's the mouse, this many people in each county over the real agricultural land. Comparing it with census data, we see that we had an excess in most counties. Right here, there was a deficit. If we were to convert the excess corn into biofuel, this is how many kiloliters of biofuel we could eat. Then again, this is the caveat I mentioned before. We're talking about 2,300 kilocal of corn a day diet. Now, in conclusion, comparing pixel and parcel methods in these particular cases, we could see that there is a serious difference in numbers shown. This is a 2009 seed cropland data layer. This is by using many years and parcels in this particular row. Significant difference. Albemarle and Charles City County seem to be able to meet the caloric needs of their inhabitants. For Enrico, it's marginal. Chesterfield must import food. Now, this is, as I said, the corn 2,300 kilocal. If we were to use more land under the plow, or if we were to use something more intensive, like, say, hydroponics, these counties could meet their caloric needs. As I mentioned, however, this is what my expert opinion thought over these particular images. As I've said, as our previous speaker noted, the expert opinion is not necessarily so expert. So I decided to validate it. Now, I've had this time so far to do it for Albemarle County. My validation was by doing a visual inspection of appropriate NAIP and DOQQ imagery. Now, turns out the algorithm I used for Albemarle County is somewhat overestimated, but it had a small error of omission. Now, NLCD was pretty good, especially NLCD 2001, but the cropland data layer has comparatively low percentages. Now, considering that they come with theoretically an 85% accuracy, what does that mean? Well, for 2002, I really can't say. This was created by Towson University, and I haven't found that many papers on that particular data set. But for 2008-2009, my feeling is that we're talking about land that was actually pasture land and then was plowed, or it was in rotation. In that particular year, the rotation was something like sod grass. But as we can see for this particular from the fourth row, algorithm can find most of the fields, but does not necessarily work well for that year. It depends on that particular year. So, in the future, I wish to validate the result for the other three counties. I had two algorithms to extract agricultural land. For Albemarle, I used one. For the other three counties, I used another one, and I want to see how that algorithm works and if it works better in Albemarle County too. Try to expand before this particular four counties. Virginia has over 100 counties. Identify what were the factors that led to land conversion. To give you a summary, it seems more likely that the land was mostly converted to urban. That's what validation showed. But that's Albemarle County. What's working in the other counties? Identify what areas are vulnerable to conversion, what is the value, and try to validate the remote sensing results with NASS statistics. Very interesting thing I discovered, according to NASS tabular data, which was from the farm survey, between 2008-2009, corn in Albemarle County shrank. According to NASS CDL, it actually increased. So we need validation that way too. And I'd like to thank these people. This is my references. I have time for questions, I assume.